Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Concert news, Dean.
Yeah, we start off with Queen and Adam Lambert just this morning announcing that they are going to be coming to Chicago. The ink is still wet on this release that's just come out. If we actually had ink and releases, it's all electronic, but I like to go old school.
I like it.
Yeah, they're going to be coming into the Chicago area at the United Center on Monday, October the 30th. Tickets are going to go on sale 1 week from today, March 31st, through all the usual Ticketmaster kind of outlets. He puts on a great show. I mean, the three originals from Queen, minus Freddie Mercury, of course, and Adam Lambert stepping in that role, who sounds just like Freddie Mercury and is an incredible showman. That should be a terrific show.
Ever since the movie, a lot of renewed interest in Queen, for sure. Now let's get to what you term a trio of stupid showbiz stories.
Yes.
Which one would you like to start with?
Yeah, you know, Fridays are notoriously like super slow days for actual entertainment news. And after going through everything this morning, I just decided there's nothing but stupid stuff to report. So I thought, yeah, I'll go ahead with that. That would be just fine. One of them is that actress Olivia Wilde got a tattoo of like a little serpent on her butt.
That's good to know.
That's a pretty stupid story, I would say. If you want to see the photo, some of you may want to, just for research and verification purposes. it's very easy to find. I'll just go ahead and Google Olivia Wilde's butt and see what comes up on your Google search.
Yeah, sadly, thousands will.
Yeah, the Chinese will be monitoring you. Just know that. Yesterday, Beyonce and Adidas parted ways. She had a deal for a shoe line, actually athletic leisure wear plus shoes, with Adidas since 2018. But yesterday they announced they had split because of creative differences. Beyonce wants to reclaim her brand, chart her own path, and maintain her creative freedom.
That's only marginally stupid.
That's only marginally stupid, mm-hmm. But people are saying it's because they cut ties with Kanye West, that Beyonce didn't want to have anything to do with them. Apparently, people were not buying the Beyonce clothing line. So we'll just take that as a half of a stupid story. I think I can redeem myself with this one. Courtney Cox, Monica Geller from the TV show Friends, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's right on Hollywood Boulevard, and you know, with all the other stars that are out there. Yesterday, Courtney Cox was seen out there with like a spray cleaner and paper towels, cleaning off her own star.
I don't know. Get people to do that for.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was a joke or it didn't seem to be a publicity stunt or anything. But
sounds like a photo opportunity of some sort.
It's very Monica Geller, though, right? Because Monica Geller was a clean freak, so she's out there with the spray cleaner and said, "Hey, somebody's got to do it." So. Two and a half stupid stories for you this morning.
I guess Access Hollywood Entertainment Tonight, I think they'll lead with the Olivia Wilde tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If I was them, I would do like a 15-minute segment on Olivia Wilde.
In-depth investigation.
In fact, I'd do a whole series on celebrity buttocks of all kinds.
Do a whole show or a series of specials. Let's get to the Dean Richards list of what to watch on TV this weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot. We've got streaming this weekend. Season 4 of Succession debuting on Sunday night on HBO. Also on Sunday night, there is Kiefer Sutherland back in sort of Jack Bauer 24 mode. He's got a new suspense series that sure reminded me of 24 and Jack Bauer. It's called Rabbit Hole, in which he plays a master of deception, a guy framed for murder, trying to clear himself. Paramount Plus on Sunday for that. And our old pal Bob Odenkirk returns to a new streaming series, comedy this time, called Lucky Hank, about an English professor at an underfunded college coming to terms with a midlife crisis. That's on AMC Plus. We've got a brand new film that's called Up Here, about a young aspiring writer who falls in love, only she and her boyfriend are both dealing with not only themselves, but the voices inside of their heads as well. This animated Elvis cartoon with Matthew McConaughey as the voice of the King of Rock and Roll is just started streaming on Netflix right now. We also have season two of Yellow Jackets. A lot of people looking forward to that. Christina Ricci, Juliette Lewis, that's on Paramount Plus. With Showtime starting today, we have got a documentary that looks back at the infamous Waco disaster when FBI agents stormed the Branch Davidian compound. That is also on Netflix. And let's see, what else do we have here? There's a new documentary on Amazon that's called... it is called Mr. October, and it's all about Reggie Jackson. And that is streaming today, starting on Netflix.
And for anyone who has enjoyed Antenna TV, now, if you have Comcast, you also get Rewind TV with shows that are a little more recent, right?
Yeah, some of my favorite shows are on there. I love watching Murphy Brown. I love, some of the, the later reruns. I like, much of what we see on Antenna TV. But it's fun seeing some of these 80s classics as well. Murphy Brown is the one that comes to my mind, but we also have, just trying to find the list here. Here we go. There's, this computer today. Murphy Brown, Growing Pains. Oh, The Drew Carey Show. That's the other one that I love. That is such a funny show. Who's the Boss? Many others. That era, it's all on Rewind TV, and now you can watch it on Comcast Cable.
And give us a couple of things to do, and then I want to hear what you thought of the new John Wick movie.
Yeah, over at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, they're doing a comedy of errors set in the early days of Hollywood. That's going on right now. Paw Patrol Live for the kids at the Chicago Theater through Sunday. Wilco is performing at the Riv all weekend long. You might want to check out Louis Black at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie tomorrow. Also, we have Leo Sayer. Remember Leo Sayer?
Sure.
You make me feel like dancing when I need you. He's at the Arcata Theater out in St. Charles tonight. So let me tell you about this John Wick movie now. I don't think I have ever had more difficulty writing a review for a movie as I have for this one, because there are so many elements of this movie that are beautiful, just absolutely gorgeous filmmaking. What you see on the screen is beautiful. The performances are solid in this movie. The words in the script are profound and often poetic, all about the latest chapter in the life of this very damaged man, John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, who's trying to find some closure to all of the tragedies in his life. But the basic plot line of this movie is bad guys want to kill John Wick. John Wick wants to kill bad guys, and let the blazing bullets begin, because this movie is nearly 3 hours long, and I would guess that three quarters of this movie is nothing but gunfire and killing and bloodshed. And, you know, while there might have been a time in my life, there was a time in my life where I would go see movies like this or slasher movies, you know, like excessively violent movies. And I would go, oh, man, that was so awesome. Look at that kill. That was amazing. He chopped his head right off. Look at that. He put a bullet, blah, blah, blah. I just can't do that anymore. I mean, maybe it's, you know, part of the aging process where that's no longer entertaining to you. But what I really think it is, because I was so distracted by this watching the movie, that, you know, I just got out of my car listening to story after story after story about killings and bloodshed and bullets and gun violence that's really going on. School shootings. I mean, it's happening all the time. We have too much violence in real life for me to go sit in a movie theater and enjoy watching more gun violence.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I do.
Yeah, I can't sit and enjoy it on the big screen and then say, oh, the gun violence in real life is out of control. It just doesn't seem right to me. So that while the movie making is beautiful, the violence completely took me out of this movie. I probably would have given the movie an A just on its movie making. I wound up giving it only a C because all the violence took me out of this movie. So, you know, everybody make your own decisions on this. I'm a little bit sick of the gun violence. I can't take it anymore.
So to summarize, too much violence, but as pretty to look at as Olivia Wilde's tattoo.
Let's hope. Let's hope that that's what I leave you with on this weekend. By the way, the story that we did last night on WGN TV on the children's shows of WGN are streaming at WGNTV.com. If you missed the story last night, I hope it'll bring back a million great memories for you.
No, that's a good counter program to the movie you were just talking about.
Yes.
Sure. Have a good one, Dane. Thank you.
See you guys.